This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Zika is moving fast, but Congress, not so much. A political fight has stalled funding to help combat the spread of the virus over, it turns out, contraception. Democrats and Republicans are deadlocked over whether the billion-dollar Zika fund could be used by private family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The bill provides Zika money through a grant that private clinics like Planned Parenthood cannot tap. Those are often the main places women go for contraception services, says University of Pittsburgh epidemiologist Jennifer Nuzzo. There's evidence globally now that Zika is sexually transmitted, and by far the most cases in the U.S. are in Puerto Rico.
We basically want all of the places where people generally seek care to be able to provide the care that's necessary. In the context of Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican version of Planned Parenthood, if that's where they go.
This is where the specialists are, she says, and cutting off those clinics would severely limit women's access and potentially let more of the virus spread. That's the upshot of this ideological fight. Peter Shin teaches health policy at George Washington University.
States are potentially going to be having to pick up the cost later, when you have the Zika-related illnesses. So you can talk about $1 billion now, or you can be talking about tens of billion dollars down the road.
A promising Zika vaccine trial is also underway. Dr. Anthony Fauci runs the arm of the NIH developing a vaccine, but says it could run out of money.
That will be really unfortunate because not only would it interfere with the timetable, but we would then have to probably use whatever money that we've been borrowing from other areas to even keep the program alive.
If Congress is nowhere on this by the end of next week, it's scheduled to break till September. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.